Welcome back to Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9. It just does not get worse than this. Bit of Dragon, bit of Wilderworld. You listen to Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. That song has a special place in my heart, and I've got to tell you why. It's a little bit weird, right? Rock and Roller Stedford, 1984. You probably didn't have that up in Brisbane, deprived as you are.
Excuse me, we did too.
Oh, did you?
I didn't participate in it, but...
No, well, I did that year.
This not surprise me?
It was year nine as well, report card time, I tell you. Anyway, it was...
Flippant. This was your non-flippant period.
Yes, yeah. So our drama teacher thought it would be a very good idea to this song to choreograph a sequence where the girls were dressed up as slutty police women and us boys were in tuxedos and we were seduced by the slutty police women. What do you reckon? Totally appropriate for 1984.
That's wrong on so many different fronts, isn't it, really? Who were you seduced by? Which little naughty...
Oh, no, I was seduced by my best friend, so we had a bit of a giggle about it, yeah. And it was funny because she was saying that her when she tried the costume on, her mother looked at it and said, "That's not a skirt, that's a lap-lap."
And you were in a tuxedo.
And I was thinking on the way in tonight, I'm thinking, I need to ask Helen what a lap lap is.
I have no idea. What the hell is a lap lap?
I don't know. We're going to look that up. We're going to get back to you. But I mean, to me and my tuxedo, I look like some weird sort of scarecrow.
This is when you had hair.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
A lap lap is a waistcloth or loincloth worn in Papua New Guinea and the South Pacific. A lap lap. So you've all learned something here tonight on Grumpy Gaze.
And good on her. Good on the mother. That was a totally appropriate use of the word lap lap.
Absolutely. Yes. That was a learning moment for your best friend.
But you know what? You know, the video to that, because I like to talk about the videos of these songs, right? That was, it's taken from, I think it's a film called Street Hero with Vince Colosimo.
Oh.
We're talking, talking burgundy leather jacket, Vince Colosimo.
A very young Vince Colosimo, yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. I think there's a bit of Sigrid Thornton in there, you know.
Oh, a bit of Siggy. Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, we all love a bit of Siggy. Okay, Matt, who doesn't love a good bit of God bothering? The hand clapping, the talking in tongues. Just ask Scotty from marketing. And who doesn't love a man of his convictions? As a lesbian also, I must say I love a good bit of girly girl bump and grind, especially where there's a pole. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, throw them in and a good old mashup of their greatest songs and it's an evening in for me.
Yeah.
It's an evening in. But what does all this have to do with the winner of our Grumpy Gaze Magnificent Egypt of the Week Award? Come with me on a journey, Matt. Dave Daubenmeyer, a.k.a. Coach Dave, is a well-known right-wing pastor and football coach, and on February 6th, he penned a scathing blog post for the website News with Views.
This sounds like something I would do.
I think we probably need to create an account for you on News with Views. Mm. About the halftime show at the recent Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. Saw that. Very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Yeah. I was absolutely blown away by how talented Shakira is, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
So Dave, Coach Dave's commentary called the halftime show lewd, pornographic, sewage.
Sewage.
Quote, "The NFL pumped porn into our homes. They didn't tell us that they were going to do it. They put no warning on the screen before J-Lo started her strip club act. The consciences of millions of innocent children were violated without warning. We tuned in to watch the pigskin and as a bonus got a trip to the pig pen.
Wow.
They violated the sanctity of our homes without our approval."
That's quite cutting, quite misogynistic language. You when you think about
think?
Using the word pig skin and pig pen and...
Mm. Wow. Let's go a step further with some of Coach Dave's quotes of the week. There's some absolute corkers in here, okay. Matt. "I went to a football game and an orgy broke out." Now, Mr. Gray, how many times in your life have you wished that actually happened, that you went to a football game and an orgy broke out?
Well, Mr. Gray, if anything's going to get me into sport,
it'll be that.
Like spectating sport, that'll be it. Although I would argue that an orgy is a bloody sport.
Well.
Exhausting. Mm. You know, there are multiple team players. You've got to have good ball handling skills. And I'm certain that one of the possible scores is love juice.
I don't think that was what Coach Dave was talking about, but keep going with it.
Right.
Another fantastic quote from Coach Dave was, and I quote, "J-Lo is 50. You go on a porn website, you're not looking for a 50-year-old woman." Now, I want to know how Coach Dave knows exactly what I'm looking for when I go on a porn site.
When you pump porn into your house, because that's how you get porn, apparently. You pump it in,
you
right?
You pump it in, absolutely.
Are you looking at porn, Helen? I can't imagine what type that would be.
Well,
it kind of boggles the senses. I've got to say that there's something out there for everybody. I have two words to say to you, Kimmy. Cake farting.
Okay. We'll deal with that in a minute. But let's just take the Egit of the week a step further. Let's talk about the scale of the threatened lawsuit for pumping porn into the sanctity of his home.
Right.
867 trillion dollars. So I'm going out on a limb here and I'm saying obviously the price of getting through those pearly gates has gone up exponentially. That's what I'm going with here.
It's inflation.
Obviously the baby Jeebus and his dad and the Holy Spocket. Obviously, the ticket price has gone up.
Well, yeah, the economy's moved on from a couple of shackles.
Thank you.
Do you know what
I mean? Absolutely. So Coach Dave is looking for legal representation. All those innocent souls that were irreparably harmed.
And he reckons that this legal representation is going to put him back 867 trillion. I'm sorry, that's a made-up figure. That's ridiculous. 867 trillion. Okay.
Well, that's the GDP of several small countries, I would imagine.
If I was J-Lo, I'd be so flattered by this. I'm thinking, my God, my net worth in damages is 867
trillion.
Her
and Shakira combined. Absolutely.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's lucky that her breasts are small and humble. It could have cost a lot more.
I think next week we need to discuss cake porn.
Cake farting. Cake farting, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, there's something out there for everybody. But I just do want to bring up one last point, right? So Coach Dave, is he the actual coach of the team, by the way?
No, I think that's just a moniker he's given himself.
So what was he? Was he just a spectator? How was he involved in the match?
He wasn't. He was at home.
Oh, with the porn pumping
and
in,
the,
right.
And the porn was pumping.
Pumping in, yeah.
The porn was okay. Pumping. Coach Dave wasn't pumping, but the porn was.
Okay, so this is last week or something, right? I actually saw the performance.
The halftime show, yes.
You know, it was sexy, but it wasn't over the top, right? Now you think back. Madonna's Erotica is 28 years old this year.
God.
You know, and I actually watched the video for Erotica the other day. And I'm not easily shocked.
But
it is quite shocking.
Yes, I remember.
So, you know, I think to myself, how brave and how progressive and how artistically risk-taking that was. It's actually a very well-made video.
Yeah, well, the whole... I remember my first girlfriend... pre-ordered the book. Do you remember the book?
I kind of
did,
yeah.
The Sex,
yeah.
I believe it was.
Yeah. I wanted to cop a look at Vanilla Ice, but that was
the coffee table
it.
Book. Yeah. And I'm just putting that in inverted commas. And it was, you know, it was taking that point of it, getting back to what is art. And I think I would say Erotica was art.
Yeah, so I do think, Dave, Coach, I think it's a little bit, you know, your memory's quite sort of brief here. I think... bit unfair on J-Lo
and
to
Shakira.
Be branding her all these sorts of things. And Shakira to be branding her all these sorts of things when Madonna was doing it. She was pumping porn into our living rooms years ago.
She was pumping porn everywhere.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we're all like that.